Hi, I'm Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily community meditation, where today we're talking about pressed down. Just been thinking about this verse from Luke chapter 6, where Jesus says, "Give, and it will be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, will men give unto you." This idea of just pressed down, our message for this month, the month of June of 2022, was compressed time, compressing time. Think about when we compress something, we're squeezing it, we're fitting as much in as we can. We've talked about how more gets done in compressed time. And this word just pressed down. Think about it. We give, and as God gives back to us, he compresses it down. He tries to fit as much as possible in the space that's allotted. It's going to be pressed down, shaken together. So we're going to be taking communion over this today. Just asking God for insight into how when we give, it gets compressed back to us, pressed down. Just asking for insight into this today. But why are we taking communion every day? About 10 years ago, I had pretty much no spiritual life whatsoever. I was just doing life on my own without God, doing things my own way. But life wasn't going the way I wanted to go. At the time, I was running my personal training gym business, and my business was very up and down. I've got some months where I'm losing thousands of dollars in a month. And I remember getting to the place, just going for a walk around the neighborhood with my wife, telling her over and over, there's got to be a better way to live. Just had the weight and stress and pressure on me. But it wasn't for a lack of seeking or searching. I've been traveling all over the country, studying with the best health and fitness experts in the world. Been reading books, taking courses, going to seminars, and not just health and fitness. All other areas of life, areas like purpose and leadership and business, finance, relationships. But I wasn't finding what I was looking for. Then one day I came across a challenge to start reading one chapter from the book of Proverbs every day. Proverbs has 31 chapters. So on day one of the month, you read Proverbs chapter one. Day two of the month, you read Proverbs chapter two. And then you keep going like that until the end of the month, and then you start back over again. After doing this for a while, one morning, Proverbs 13:22 just seemed to jump off the page at me. It says, "A good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children." And that verse got me thinking. What's the most valuable thing we could pass on to future generations? After some time of thinking about it, I came to the conclusion that the most valuable thing we could pass on would be wisdom for how to truly live. And so I made a commitment that day. I want to pass on manuals, lessons, teaching for all the different areas of life. Areas like purpose and health and family, finances. But when I got started, I had no clue where to start. So I began pressing into God, began seeking after him, began to immerse myself in the things of God. He began to show up, began to teach me, began to train me. My relationship with him just began to grow exponentially. And I just simply began to document what he was taking me through. Now, it wasn't always easy all the time. I had to go through some major unlearning of things that I learned, had to break free of some old patterns. I got put in some impossible looking situations at times, only to see God to show up and just continue to come through for me over and over again. And over the course of about 10 years of just documenting what he was taking me through, it turned into this whole program that we call the Abundant Life Blueprint, with a series of books and courses and now partners. And out of everything we do in the Abundant Life Blueprint, I believe the most important thing is daily communion. Daily communion is what I call the number one table turner for all of life. It has the ability to just turn things around and change the trajectory of our lives going forward. Jesus says, as often as you do this, remember me. It's this opportunity to remember his sacrifice, to remember our covenant with God. It helps us to abide in him so that our lives produce much fruit. The Apostle Paul says, every time we take communion, we're proclaiming the death of Jesus, which in the case of a will or an inheritance, nothing happens until you prove the death. So in a way, communion is like an activation of all these benefits that are found in the new covenant. But it's also important we take it the right way. Every time we take communion, to take it with the fear of the Lord, with deep awe and honor and reverence for his sacrifice. I think it's important we remember both sides of the cross. On one side, we remember all that he suffered, all that he went through for us. But on the other side, we remember what his sacrifice means for us, what it did for us, how it connects us back to God. We've got this covenant relationship with him now. So the process we typically use, we start with about a 2-minute long prayer that's mostly scripture. coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez, found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And then we take a few minutes to examine ourselves. Because the Apostle Paul says some people are weak and sick, and they die early because they don't examine themselves before taking communion. And if communion has the power to do that in the negative, I believe it has the power to make us healthy and strong and give us long life, if we'll take it the right way. And then after our time of communion, we've been talking about some practical physical workout tips and advice. Because I truly believe physical exercise is meant to teach us how to exercise our faith and apply it into our daily lives. So let's get started with our prayer. Heavenly Father, I pray for all those who are watching or listening, their families, all those connected to them, and all of our church and governmental leaders. I thank you for releasing us from darkness and transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time ever began. I thank you that Jesus was smitten for us so that you could fight for us. And I keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would know you better, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe, the same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand in heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. And Father, I ask you to bless us, to make your face shine upon us and let us find grace and favor in your eyes, to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace, your love and your goodness, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. I ask you to send us opportunities to do good and be a blessing today, and help us be sensitive to those opportunities. Keep your hand on us and help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. And we ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus, amen. All right, we're going to go through the other half of prayer. This is our time to examine ourselves. Are we making today a masterpiece? How are we going to do that? We're going to get connected to the master. We're going to bring our relationship with God down into today. That's where we talk about executing these four fundamentals, because masters of anything are simply masters of the fundamentals. And executing these four fundamentals with some presence and some energy and some fun today. But before we get into our fundamentals, let's remember God's got a process. When he took the people from Egypt into their inheritance, into the promises that he had made to them, into the promised land, there was a process. And to make it very simple, I just think it takes believing God's got something better for our life and trusting in him, being willing to put off our old ways and to embrace this new way of living, where we make God the source, God the center of it. We rely on, we trust in him to lead us into these promises that he has for our life. So our first fundamental, let's get positioned in the light today. Every day we got to keep repositioning ourselves back into the light. How are we going to do it? I think we're going to start with humility, humbling ourselves in relationship to God, humbling ourselves in relationship to other people, because it's the humble who are given grace. It's the humble who are exalted and promoted. We're going to receive this forgiveness from God. We're going to forgive ourselves in the middle. We're going to walk in grace and forgiveness with other people. We're going to take our position in love today, kind and patient and gentle, always assuming the best, keeping no record of wrongs, delighting in the truth, always hoping, always trusting, always persevering, because love never fails. And we're going to take our position in gratitude and praise today. It's one of the greatest expressions of faith. It's one of the easiest ways to maintain our positioning all day long. And being in position is a big deal, because it puts us in position to receive everything that God has for us. When we step into the light, we're stepping into Christ. And we've got access to God's spirit and power and presence, his love and peace and joy, his mind and wisdom. There's health and energy, purpose and grace, time and finances. resources. We've got fellowship with God, fellowship with people. And we have to learn how to get in position to receive this and learn how to get it flowing through us out into the world where we see the fruit or the result of it in our lives. So our first step is to get in position. Our second step is to magnify the light. To magnify is to turn up the brightness of this. We're going to make it bigger or greater, and it's going to expand the capacity where God can flow more of all these good things through us. It's also going to get this new covenant rooted and established in our hearts. We'll become more fixed and immovable. And to magnify the light, it's all about what we focus on. We've been talking about lately the example of two baskets. Imagine a balancing scale with two baskets on each end. On one side, we got all the issues and problems and testings and trials of life filling up that basket. On the other side, we've got a basket full of our praises. Which basket is going to be more full? Which basket are we going to put our focus on? As we magnify God through praising Him, through focusing on Him, that basket's going to increase. And it's going to begin to offset those issues and troubles. So to magnify the light, we can meditate on God's word, His unfailing love, His faithfulness, His mighty works, that nothing's impossible with Him. Our righteousness in Christ, we've got peace with God. Just stay focused on all the things that are going well, looking at all that God has already done in our lives. Because what He started, He's going to finish. And just filling up that basket of praise today. Now, this is not denying that there's issues or problems. It's simply a matter of where we choose to put our focus and attention. To cast those cares over onto God. And we're going to praise Him. We're going to magnify Him instead. Because He's a whole lot better at solving those problems than we are. But He does give us a choice. We could choose not to do any of this. We could stuck in pride and rebellion, bitterness, unforgiveness, insisting on our own way, magnifying the size of the problems and staying focused on them, toiling away in our mind, trying to figure it all out. And that's where we're going to learn to recognize the symptoms. When we're out of position or we're magnifying the wrong things, there might be the tendency to retaliate at people or withhold good things that we know to do. We might avoid people or give them the silent treatment. And one of the biggest symptoms, you have this heaviness and weight and pressure, like it's all sitting on you on the inside. You might have feelings of hopelessness or helplessness, like you're trapped or you're stuck, and it seems like there's no way out. And all that pressure, it just drains the energy right out of you. Emotionally, there's the fear and stress and worry. We're envisioning all these worst case scenarios, dreading things in the future. And unfortunately, this can become a habit. Where we get stuck in this, it just becomes a pattern in our life. We get stuck in these vicious cycles, these loops that just keep repeating over and over again. But when we take our position in the light, there's this rest in our soul. There's this fullness and completeness in Him. We've got fellowship with God, fellowship with people. And when we rest, God goes to work. And now everything is free and easy and effortless. You feel His peace and joy and love and energy. It all just begins to flow through you. And now all of a sudden we've got hope in any and every situation because we've got God with us. And if all this weren't enough, God gives us this amazing gift of grace that if we ever get off track, it just takes a moment to turn it right back around. Every day, life's throwing stuff at us to try to knock us out of position. And sometimes we miss it. And it's learning to recognize it quickly and turn it back around. How do we do it? I think we start with humility. Father, forgive me. I've missed it. I'm off track right now. We receive that forgiveness from Him. We forgive ourselves. We walk in forgiveness with other people. And then we start praising and magnifying Him for His grace and His goodness. And I like to pray this very simple prayer. Father, thank You that what You put within me is more than enough to handle whatever's coming at me today in a beautiful, graceful way. Help me tap into it and see it flowing in my life at a greater level today. You pray that simple prayer, you just feel that weight lift off you on the inside. You feel the peace and the joy and the love just wash over you again. Then our third fundamental. We got to stay tuned in today. Every day God's trying to teach us and navigate us throughout the day. But we got to stay tuned into Him. My favorite way to do this is with a journal before bed. And lately we've talked about installing what we call some filters at the top of our journal. These filters are just short phrases, maybe a statement, that we keep rewriting every day in our journals as a way to reinforce God's standards for our life. And these filters help to navigate us throughout the day as we make decisions and navigate throughout the day. For example, it might look something like the following. God is working continually for my good. and I'm going to do continually good for others. And that short phrase, that short statement can just help navigate us when we have issues and pressures of life coming at us each day. Then I like to start my journal with gratitude and praise to get in position, and then to magnify what went well today. What are all the ways I saw God showing up today? Because the more we look for them, the more of them we're going to see. And then I like to ask this question, God, what were you trying to show me today? And just get still and listen, and whatever comes into my mind, just begin to write those things down. And then we got to stay tuned in throughout the day, because he's trying to navigate us throughout the day. If you ever feel like you're losing that connection with him, just take 1 to 2 minutes. Just slow down, wait on the Lord. Get in his presence, get aware of his presence with you. Think of it like plugging in a phone. You're going to get powered up or charged up in him again. And then the final thing I've learned to do in my journal is to plan out the upcoming day with God, which leads us to our fourth fundamental. Do what you know to do today. I've learned to stick with, what do I know to do today? Because sometimes I was getting out ahead of God. I'm toiling away in my mind, trying to figure things out, trying to force things to happen ahead of schedule. And I'm getting ahead of him, and the grace is not there. On the other side, sometimes I was procrastinating on things that I knew to do. It's really easy to have things that we know to be doing, to be walking in, but to procrastinate for whatever reason. It's really easy to do that. So I've learned to stick with, what do I know to do today? That becomes the plan for the day. And then we wake up like a kid on Christmas morning, because this is the day that the Lord has made. And we remember this very important principle, that the first thing out of our mouth every morning sets the tone for the whole day. As I began to learn about this, I began to seek God. What's the best thing for us to say first thing in the morning? I felt like he was taking me back to Genesis chapter 1, the very first words we see God speak. Let there be light. So I began to start my days this way. Right when I wake up, the first words out of my mouth, let there be light. And we would move into praise and thanksgiving and just get connected with him, start magnifying him. Then we start walking out that plan together with him for today. Full confidence that he's right there with us every step of the way. And we get to that place of confident faith. His grace begins to surge through us. He begins to go to work. He begins to beautify our lives, to bring these good and perfect gifts from above, things that we can never make happen on our own. And beauty is attractive and magnetic and just begins to pull more and more of everything God has for us into our lives. So I was thinking about our message for this month, which is compressing time. I want you to remember this principle. More gets done in compressed time. Whenever you put a deadline on things, you put a timeline on things, more will get done in compressed time. So I was thinking about this, and then this verse came to mind. This is Luke chapter 6, verses 37 through 38. It says, do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you'll be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be poured into your lap, for with the measure that you use, it will be measured unto you. And just that word, pressed down. When we give, God gives it back to us, but he presses it down. He fills every available space, as much as we can hold. Pressed down and then running over on top of that. So think about the amount that's running over. That's after it's been pressed down. So Heavenly Father, we're just asking for wisdom and insight into this today, into these scriptures about judging, not judging or condemning others, walking in forgiveness, about giving and being generous. We just recently did the communion meditation on excelling in the grace of giving and how it's measured back to us, a good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. Give us insight into this and help us to walk in this, to be able to receive this in our lives. We're asking for your help with that today. And we think that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and said, this is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's take a moment to remember. God didn't have to send Jesus. He could have left us on our own, separated from him forever. But he chose to send his one and only son out of his great love for us. Jesus is willing to come and humble himself, even unto death on a cross, not for his own sins, but for us. to be rejected and betrayed and spit on and mocked, hit, whipped, nailed to a cross. Worst of all, I believe he's separated from God and the cup of God's wrath is poured onto his body. He was destroyed by God. He became sin for us. But then he's raised back to life. He's victorious over death. And that same spirit and power that raised him from the dead now lives on the inside of us. He connects us back to God, makes us right and holy and perfect in his sight, all through his one sacrifice. So, Father, we thank you for this bread. And ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. Then after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant. In my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many. Without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness." And the forgiveness of sins is what releases us from darkness, transfers us into the light. We can have this covenant relationship with God. This blood sworn oath that he's with us, he's for us, he's never going to leave us or forsake us. He's working for our good. All because of the blood of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you for this cup and ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. All right. Health and fitness stuff. Let's make it a goal to get really good at moving our own body weight. You could break that into things like squats, push-ups, sit-ups, pull-ups, just basic exercises. You could eventually move that into jumping, running, sprinting. Let's get really good at moving our own body weight. It's a great indicator of overall health, a great indicator of leanness, a great indicator of a lot of things. Just developing your ability to move your own body weight. And how are we going to do it? Simple, just practice. Consistent daily practice. We talk about in our daily communion workout. And if you don't have the workout, you can go to our website, the Abundant Life Training Center. If you get on our email list, you'll get access to the workouts when we have the daily communion emails that come out. Just practicing daily, consistent practice, moving your own body weight. Squats, push-ups, sit-ups, pull-ups, lunges, eventually jumping, running, these types of things. And just get good at mastering your own body weight. No equipment's even needed. You can do it in a few minutes a day. No equipment needed. No excuses, really. It's a great way to get started. I hope this has been helpful for you today. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you go to the AbundantLifeTrainingCenter.com.